Welcome to the Mind Your Business podcast, presented by the Minds at Mind Development and Design. Thank you for listening to us any way you're listening. iTunes, Stitcher, coming soon on Google Play, right fresh off the website, our new website, welcometominds.com. Check it out. You might just throw your Xbox away. And thanks for the love on Pinterest as well. This week, we're going to get right to it. Of course, we have our social media swami, Chris Bradley, back on the show this week, and we were just talking right before I pushed the record button. And Chris, you're bursting with information this week.
Yes, I am, Mark. It's good to be back on again. The last time I was on, my Steelers were still in the playoffs. So
wow, a little bit of a while.
Yeah, it's been a while. But today I wanted to talk a little bit about Facebook and some of the exciting things that are happening over there as far as features and how that applies to small businesses and especially local businesses.
Yeah, you know, from what you were saying and what you're going to be diving into today, there's some real advanced capability on Facebook, some stuff that you sound like you're really happy with.
Yeah, there's just some stuff that businesses can start taking more advantage of, and wanted to put some awareness out there and provide some insights that they might be able to start using immediately if they're not already.
I remember around 5-6 years ago, there was a lot of talk about how SEO was supposedly dead. It's still not dead. It never is going to be dead. But what happens is old spammy SEO is dead. Its SEO has evolved and it's becoming more intuitive and all. Can the same be said about Facebook, do you think?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there continues to be a lot of rumors and posts around the idea that, you know, Facebook's going to die a slow death, or Facebook is already dead. And you need to look at other places. But I feel like it's my job as a marketer to tell businesses to please don't listen to these messages. Facebook is not only a staple of many people's lives, which they reported December, averaging over 1 billion daily active users around the world, but it continues to add features, which makes it a powerful tool for businesses, especially local businesses. This is because the company that is Facebook, and I emphasize company here, because we have to remember that Facebook is a real living, breathing company. They've continued to improve their product so that people can continue to use the site and so that the site doesn't die.
You know, it's really easy to not think of Facebook as a company, because when it started out, people didn't really know what it was. Well, it was social media. And, you know, understanding what social media actually is, that's had to evolve.
Yeah, very true. And I think sometimes people look at Facebook as like theirs. Like, you have your Facebook account. That's yours. You know, but there are people, real living, breathing people behind how that entire site, that social network works. And that's important to remember. But with the changes that are coming, this means that businesses who are on Facebook, I mean, you need to start putting more resources into your pages or your page, just like you do with your website and other online marketing. You know, those businesses that are not on Facebook, they should really start to consider setting up a Facebook page for their business, and we'll talk a little bit more why. If you listen to this podcast regularly, I know I'm starting to sound like a broken record because I'm always saying that, but that's okay, because I'm hoping that, you know, we're getting through to some businesses and they're understanding the importance of this.
Oh, broken record's okay as long as the song's good and this one is.
Exactly. There you go. Let's start with I'm going to talk about two of Facebook's reasons for success today and what they mean for small businesses, local businesses. You may have already heard Facebook announced a stellar fourth quarter earnings, a profit of over $1.56 billion, which were fueled by the strength of its mobile advertising business and also its ability to attract even more users to its growing suite of apps. So many ask, how did Facebook get here? I think the primary reason is because they've realized that if you want to reach customers where they are, you have to go mobile, and that's what they've done.
Can you imagine what would have happened if they had not gone mobile, considering all of the other like instant gratification social media platforms out there? Can you imagine the market share they would have lost?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you even got to wonder if they'd even still be around.
Yeah.
Because, you know, just from doing some ads for some of our clients, I mean, honestly, Mark, some of the ads, when you look at the mobile versus desktop, some of the ads are over 99% mobile. That means that the people who are viewing those ads or engaging with those ads, the people who are clicking on those ads are on mobile devices. So that just can give you a little idea of the power of mobile Facebook.
Indeed.
But Facebook's been improving the user experience across their suite of apps and through some new features. A couple that I can mention is new live video and photo collage tools. They have more controls to manage which posts appear in the news feed. And they even have the ability to hail Uber rides through Messenger, which we'll get into Messenger more in a minute. They've also launched Notify, which is a standalone news app. And they're testing Facebook Services, a directory for local businesses. We'll talk more about some of these apps that I just mentioned in a future podcast. But first, let's answer the question, what are some things that businesses who are on Facebook should be aware of? And I'd like to start with Facebook Messenger. Facebook has basically turned, they've looked at their Messenger feature and realize it's a powerful tool that businesses can take advantage of, and it's a way for businesses to communicate with their customers and for customers to communicate with these businesses. Facebook users can use the Messenger to contact your business directly. They don't even ever have to leave Facebook. This applies to both desktop and mobile. A few quick examples that I thought off the top of my head of why customers might message you on Facebook are maybe they want to know what your specials for the day are, or to find out what bands are playing next month at your venue, at your entertainment venue, or just simply to inquire about something that you may sell in your store, or find out more about a service that you provide to your customers. I like to say that they will probably message you on Facebook because the question or information that they're looking for might not be available on your website, or maybe they're on their phone and they need info really quickly. I have an example of a personal experience that I'll share with you in a little bit in regards to needing information pretty quickly. So why is this important? Since the early days of businesses having websites, the easiest way for your customer to contact you has been either by filling out your contact form or getting the phone number on the site and then calling you. But you guessed it, Facebook is basically saying, we would like to be the new go-to for customers who would like to quickly contact businesses online for whatever of the 1,000+ reasons that they may feel the need to contact you. This especially applies to when they are on their mobile devices, which I mentioned a minute ago. Over the last couple of months, I've started to turn to Facebook when I'm not at home and I'm looking for local info on my mobile phone. And again, I'll have an example of that in a minute.
You know, Chris, last afternoon, I have to say, I thought about you because I sent a message. I have to give a shout out to local restaurant, Jethro's, and a friend of me and my wife's, Bob Esmondshade, and his wife, Jennifer, who run that place. I had never been there before, and my wife worked all Valentine's weekend, so last night was our Valentine's dinner. And, of course, we pick a night where it's snowing, the snow's turning into sleet and all that good stuff. But, you know, come hell or high water, we were going to go. And I shot him a note on Facebook. I was really busy yesterday afternoon. I shot a message to Jethro's on Facebook.
Yeah.
And within 5 minutes, I had a response. And had we not gotten a response, we would have not been sure that they were open, and we would have picked somewhere else to go.
Nice.
And I thought of that because it's one of those things that I've not done that. Personally, I've not done that much going through social media. But that's the direction everything's going. And
it is.
I'm having to accept it.
That's a good example. Thanks for sharing that, Mark,
because
it actually segues perfectly into the next thing that I wanted to talk about. But you're exactly right. I think it's becoming user behavior. It's user psychology on the web. It's people, how are they deciding to reach out to local businesses on the web? And that's always changing. And that's why I wanted to talk a little bit today about the Messenger, because honestly, you may not want to take messages on Facebook. I have talked to businesses who've said, no, I don't want to have to monitor that all the time. Well, guess what? It's kind of too bad. Like, there is a lot of people that are now turning to Facebook to reach out to your business, and it's going to continue to increase, and you need to be aware of that. So the next thing I wanted to talk about was that now Facebook has a way to communicate to their users just how responsive you are to messages that are sent to you on Facebook. You'll notice on some Facebook pages there is this section is just to the left on your page, right below your profile picture, and basically what it says is it tells the user in any number of ways how responsive you are when messages come in. So, and it can also, I think it kind of pulls a little bit from engagement too, like if somebody asks you a question on your page without using Messenger. But they're now able to say, yes, this business is very responsive, or this business takes, they actually can get it down to, I've seen some cases where they can tell how responsive you are in hours, days, and et cetera. So they could say that this business will get back to you within 24 hours. And I know there's a way to go into your settings and set populate an auto reply for that. I don't have any specific details today, but there is something there. But if you click on the link that where it actually has this, and I'm thinking of a local business that I was looking at last night where it says very responsive. If you click on that very responsive, it actually opens up the Messenger tab, which is really cool. So you can actually reach out to the business. This could be a very good thing because Facebook's telling their users that your business is responsive. But as with anything else, it can also be a bad thing because it may communicate that you're not as responsive as maybe your competitors are on their pages.
Would you say, Chris, that it would be a do you think this would be a fair statement? Mm-hmm. That if somebody reads, say, a blog post on your website, or they fill out your contact form, that because it's your website and it's kind of like, I mean, it's your online bricks and mortar, would you say that when people contact you that way, they look at it a little more like leaving you a voicemail, whereas on social media, they kind of expect you to be there?
Yeah, I think it is more of that because you can actually reach out to somebody. I'm sorry, a user can reach out to a business and expect a timely reply because it's a messenger. It's not, you know, it's not a contact form where it's going in and it's got to go through the whole process of getting sent out and forwarded to all the different emails that you have set up. So yes, I think you're exactly right. That's a good point, especially if you're in the hospitality industry and you actually have things change from day to day. Like I could see where somebody might say, hey, I saw this new Victory craft beer. Do you guys have it on tap? Because we're coming over in a couple hours, that type of thing. So, yeah. So I could see that playing into it. If you're a business and you have actually started to receive messages from your customers via Facebook, I have one tip or suggestion for you today. I would suggest downloading the Facebook Pages app on your smartphone, or if you're a business owner and you have an employee who's actually authorized to respond to these messages, have them download the app. It's perfect because it's in real time. It's in your pocket all the time. If you have the Pages Manager and somebody does message you, it will send you a push notification letting you know. Otherwise, the problem that lies within this, if you're not checking it on your mobile, is you may not check your desktop Facebook page for days at a time, and then you go and you look and you have, like, you know, let's hope that this doesn't happen. What if you have five really important questions over those couple days and you didn't get back to them? That's where the Pages Manager really comes into play. And just adding to the features, one other thing I just noticed a couple weeks ago was Facebook has now added a local section to their insights. If you go into your Facebook page, there's an insights section where you can actually see the analytics on your page and your posts and some demographic info. And they've actually opened this up now. If you look on the left-hand column towards the bottom, there's one titled local, and it provides you with some great insights like people that are nearby your bricks and mortar location, the number of check-ins to your location, the demographics of people within 50 miles of your business during the past month. The demos include age, gender, house location, and then you can also choose a radius of 50 or 150 miles to view all these insights. So where that would play in is if you're a business where maybe you cover a bigger radius within your service area, you could actually expand on it. But I think 50 miles is probably good for most businesses. I actually mentioned a little bit ago that I had a personal experience, and Mark, you shared one too. This is for businesses in the hospitality industry. I'm sure most of you know that you have the ability to add your menu. It's nothing new. Facebook's allowed you to do that for quite some time now. But if you don't have it on there, I recommend you do. And here's why. I was out and about this weekend, and I wanted to check one of my favorite restaurants in the area to look at their menu because I was thinking about something I wanted, but I couldn't remember it. And unfortunately, I was disappointed to find out that they didn't have a menu available on their Facebook page. You clicked on the view menu option, and nothing happened. So ironically, I messaged them, giving them a little advice that they should probably add it to their page because it's important to some of us. And guess what? I haven't heard a thing back from them since, and that was 4 days ago. So it's very obvious that they're not checking their messages. And again, it's just a perfect example of why you want to check your messages. So let's look at the second reason for Facebook's recent success, and that is Facebook's ads for local small businesses. Another reason, they've seen success is they've recognized the importance of targeting local small businesses with their advertising platform. At the Goldman Sachs Technology and Internet Conference in San Francisco last week, Facebook COO Sheryl Sandberg talked about how small local business advertisers are Facebook's biggest opportunity for the future. She said that Facebook realized that when it approached businesses asking if they wanted to become advertisers, it sounded like an intimidating process that would be a lot of work. So instead, Facebook started prompting businesses to advertise on a post-by-post basis, which is also known by most of us as boosted posts. She continued and said that that technique of making the experience very simple with a clear outcome led to a lot of new conversions for small businesses. So I wanted to mention just, I wanted to kind of feature what she said because she's exactly right. Facebook recognized that early on, we're not going to be able to get small businesses to come in and advertise with us if we make this process cumbersome and hard to understand. So let's start with the boosted post, which is really simple. I do Facebook advertising, so I do want to recommend don't look at it as just click the boosted post and let it be. There are some targeting that you can do to increase the success of those boosted posts, but overall, it's not an overly difficult process. I think you and I both know, like for instance, with pay-per-click can be very cumbersome. It can be really hard if you don't know what you're doing. You can waste a lot of money with
Yeah,
it. So.
Google makes it look like anybody can do it, but it can be difficult, especially when you get into the highly competitive keywords.
Yeah, exactly. So the one thing that I wanted to just talk about real quickly today, because I know we're running out of time, but Facebook has local awareness ads, and which allow businesses to reach Facebook users based on the business location that they're closest to. So just a real quick 30,000 foot view of this. So businesses create the local awareness ad campaign. They can define their ad target. They design an ad and then scale their company to multiple locations. So these campaigns can drive more foot traffic by giving customers directions, make it easy for them to call you, and offering the option to use the Messenger tool. So a good example of this would be, let's say you have a coffee shop and just some morning they wake up and they're like, you know what? Everybody in downtown Lancaster City, we want to give them a free coffee today. So stop by for your free coffee. You could literally set up a Facebook local awareness ad and you could just feature within a certain radius within the city itself. You could use zip codes and you could just target those people in that specific area that are close to your bricks and mortar with that ad. So it's really neat. There's a lot more details that I could get into about it, which I don't want to overwhelm our listeners, but I would recommend going out and investigating a little bit further about local awareness ads, which are now available on the Facebook ad platform. Just in closing, one thing I've noticed recently is that I'm seeing that businesses are getting more reviews on Facebook. I think the main reason for this is because it's easier to leave a review on Facebook. Facebook users could simply go to your page and write a review in a matter of minutes, and they can easily do this on a mobile phone. They're already logged in. It's really simple. I've left reviews on Facebook. You probably have. I'm going to guess most people, if they've ever left even one review in their life, it's probably been on Facebook. So they use Facebook every day. They probably don't use the Yelp app every day, and it's much harder to find where to leave reviews on Google, for instance, unless you provide them with a link. So why am I mentioning this? Well, I think it's important that businesses check your Facebook page regularly to see what reviews are new. There's a good chance you may go check it right now and see that there's a review on there that you didn't know about. And in that process, yes, you may get a couple bad reviews. It's going to happen. Don't get mad and react to the review. And definitely don't ignore it and just let it there all by its lonesome on your site for everybody to see on your page. I'd say take the time to provide a reply. Yes, Facebook lets you do this. What a beautiful thing, right?
Yep,
you can actually reply to the review. You don't have to worry about it, you know, sitting there and being like this glaring black eye on your page. And then when other users and potential customers see that review and they see that you took the time to reply to them, that makes the world of difference. Again, Facebook reviews are becoming something that a lot of people are using. Not all reviews are good. That's okay. Just go in and make sure you at least provide a reply to that review. And don't be afraid to reply a simple thank you to those that leave you a good review. It's just a good practice, and it's something that businesses need to remember to check frequently, because reviews, I've seen some businesses in our area here in Central PA, Mark, that have, like, I'm not kidding, like, thousands of reviews on Facebook. So it's definitely something to keep an eye on.
Well, and I love what you said about the bad reviews too, because, I mean, let's face it, no matter how hard you work, no matter how hard you try, no matter how hard you give your best, somebody along the way is going to be dissatisfied for some reason. And when you get a negative review on Facebook, I've seen numerous times on Facebook, and also, you know, on Google Plus and other forums, but especially on Facebook, I've seen a business's reply to a negative review turn into a good conversation, which probably turned into business, not just for that person who left the negative review and was being shown that business cares. But anybody who saw that would have to be looking at that and thinking, man, these people really do care.
Yeah, exactly. Reviews is just one of those things that businesses just have to be aware of them. You know, we talked to a new client last week. They, you know, they always ask, how do we get more reviews? And I always just say, it's the magic word. All you got to do is ask. Like, you have to ask for them. If you don't ask, you don't get, you don't receive.
Yeah.
And, you know, we could probably have a whole podcast about reviews, but just some good, just some quick pointers to end the podcast this week that I hope are helpful to some of the businesses out there listening.
Yep. So you heard it first from Chris. Coming up here soon, we're going to do a podcast on reviews. That was a great idea.
Yeah.
Because really, we can do a whole podcast on it. And that'll, ladies and gentlemen, that'll be me and Chris's homework, is to come up with a good podcast for you to cover reviews. If you have any questions in the meantime, get them over to us on Facebook, on our website, info@minddnd.com. Contact us. We love your questions. Thank you again for listening to the Mind Your Business podcast, presented by the Minds at Mind Development and Design. Thank you for listening on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play. Thank you for following on Pinterest. And as I mentioned before, thank you for your questions. We love answering them. Check out our new website at welcometomind.com, and we will see you next week.